Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Everybody, it's Vince in the motherfucking Bay, back for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Big Titty Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. Thank you oh so much for joining me. I'm Vince in the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I'm happy to finally get back to my favorite day of the week, Big Titty Tuesday. I'm a big fan of the Titty Tuesday hashtag. And if you haven't perused the Titty Tuesday hashtag, you certainly should, because it is an adventure. And hopefully we'll have an adventure tonight. It was a fun show last night. Again, big ups to Brooks Bain and Neil Rauhauser for being my guests last night. We had a very civil discussion and a good show. The exact opposite of the chat room. The chat room was a completely different show in and of itself. It was a complete monstrosity. It was disgusting. And I really don't appreciate the rabid scrolling. It was disgusting last night. All right? It was really bad. There were a lot of offenders. Yes, people got banned and butthurt. That's what's going to happen when you scroll the fuck out of my show, okay? And I haven't seen that much hardcore scrolling, like just nonstop scrolling. It's never been that bad. The last time I can remember my chat room being total cancer like that, I'd have to go back to the cabin crew days when Motormouth News and Jackal used to spam the shit out of my fucking chat room. It's where I felt like I was at last night. Having flashbacks. It wasn't good. But anywho. No white text scrolling. Fuck all scrolling. Don't make me have to put the chat room on lockdown again. I had to do it like 3 times last night. It was disgusting. Okay, so we're going to try to have a fun, civilized show tonight again. Hopefully the chat room will acquiesce and we'll have some civil discussion in and out of the chat room. We're going to talk about boobs. We're going to talk about tits, knockers, breasts, and a few other things. I want to talk a little bit about married versus single life. I went on a rampage this morning in defense of single rights. I think marriage, this whole gay marriage thing, just marriage in general, is an assault on singles everywhere. I'll discuss that a little bit. If you're single or married or have been both, maybe you were single, then married, now single again, call in and talk to me. Us singles, we choose not to be married, but we get penalized for that in the form of no tax breaks. Yeah, that's right. Married couples, they can get tax breaks. That's why these gays want the gay marriage thing. And I swear to God, if they pass this gay marriage thing, I'm just going to marry like one of my friends, and just so we can get the tax break that all the married couples get. It's totally unfair. Why should I be penalized for choosing to be single? Anywho, also I'll read your horoscopes tonight. If you want your horoscope read tonight, call in, tell me your sign. I'll read your horoscope. And then, other than that, it's open lines. We can talk about anything and everything, everybody, so long as you call 347-826-7667. I'll be right back to talk about tits, boobs, knockers, and breastises right after this.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for booze. Humpty dumplings, hearty boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, shooters, physics tutors, Bobsy twins and ball commuters, double UMDs, MREs and PFBs, Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes, 99 words for boobs. Gerbers, servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, Don DeLillos,
soft surf cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Midget earmuffs, warming clothes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow donkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Kai Omegas, swag the showgirl show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softball, Siamese twins, your claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, cause I'm a boob, too.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Aw, motherfucking Jaya. That dead air was brought to you in part by Ice Blue Aqua Velva and also Skin Brasa Aftershave. Remember, fellas, don't let them chase you without your Skin Brasa. Okay, let's go to the line, shall we? Let's see who we have here. I think we're going to start things off with my minister of late night BTR. Foreign relations. We tried to get him on last night. He was having some technical difficulties. Let's try him again. It's Shady Playa. What's up, Shady Playa?
Hey, Vince. Nothing much. It was my mom's birthday, so I went out to dinner at Golden Corral.
You're still Patriot Gregging like a motherfucker, dude.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah. Am I Patriot Gregging people? Do I sound bad? Am I choppy? You know what? I noticed. I've listened to a couple other BTR shows in the last couple of days. There have been issues with BTR and Skype across the board. Like, people that used to have no problems whatsoever are sounding stuttery or Patriot Gregging. I bet this whole overhaul, this facelift that they give BTR, probably left some bugs somewhere. And somehow I think it's affecting Skype transmissions via BTR.
That's odd, because I've never Patriot Gregged before. My audio is still clear in the past.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna hang up and try and see if I can fix this.
Okay, thanks, dude. Appreciate it. That sucks. It's just a bummer. Let's try. I think this might be Shadow DXS. Let's see if it is. Shadow, is that you?
No, it's not.
Sweet, dude. Thanks for coming back. Two nights in a row. I'm honored.
Well, I got shit better to do besides talk shit.
So, can you tell me, am I Patriot Gregging at all? Do I sound loud and clear?
Unfortunately, you sound smooth as butter.
Excellent. So, I'm not the only one. He sounded bad, right? He was choppy.
Like somebody dragged his voice through a fucking meat shredder.
Excellent. So we have our first pair of tits on the panel tonight.
Yep.
They are technically moobs, but Shadow DXS is joining us now. He has, what are you, a C cup?
Oh, might be a B now, because it looks like I'm losing weight.
Oh, good for you, man. That's good to hear.
I went to go.
I'm telling you, if Shadow DXS sheds like, I don't know, 70 pounds, maybe 100 pounds, watch out, girls. We'll see who's laughing when that happens. No, dude, you're not a bad looking guy. You got a great head of hair. You know, you're not ugly. You're just fat as hell.
Yeah, I like to eat.
And as long as you don't put that fucking stupid face paint on all the time.
I think you
slay the ladies. FRD is suggesting a weight loss contest.
A weight loss contest between who?
I need some weight too. Do you want to compete?
I need someone that's in my weight class though, man, because you ain't exactly a hefty motherfucker. You just got a little bit of flub.
Yeah, but it's hard to burn that extra flub. It's like.
Like you say that when I was in military school, I looked about your size when I first went in there. And when I was done, look, 90% of the stuff that we did was crunches and fucking, you know, leg lifts. I mean, like, if you can just work on your middle section, you don't even got to run and shit. Like, I hardly ever fucking ran, even when the drill instructors were right on my ass.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I just need to get rid of the extra flab, the handles.
I'm serious, dude. Knock out like 500 crunches a day in like fucking 6 weeks, and you'll notice a huge difference.
Why don't you do that?
Because I don't give a fuck.
Dude, you got to start giving a fuck, man.
I know,
you're
man.
Young. You're well, young. Dude. Rejoice in thy youth. You can keep smoking pot. Just don't sit around and internet all day.
But I like internet all day. I mean, like, there's, like, people to piss off, like Elliot. Good Lord, I pissed that woman off. Like,
you know what's great, though, is you got a phone, right? You can go for a walk while you're dissing people on your phone.
That's true, and I just got it fucking set up to the point where I can receive excellent signal wherever the fuck I'm at now. So I officially raped this Verizon phone and got it on AT&T's network the way I want it.
Oh, I hate AT&T's network. It sucks.
Are you kidding me, dude? If you know what you're doing, AT&T's network is like your bitch.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to be my bitch because it's horrid.
That's the thing. I don't get drop calls. I don't get a bunch of irritating bullshit. When I want fucking internet access, it's right there. It never bitches at me. It's just, it's mine. That's all there is to it. It's a prepaid account. I still get HSPA Plus. With this particular SIM card, I'm rocking about 14 megabits a second, you know, so that's pretty damn decent for a fucking HSPA Plus device.
All right, I have no idea what you just said, but cool, it sounds cool. Hey, let's take a call. I think, let's see who this is. Caller, you're on hold. Who is this?
Yeah, Ben, this is Clyde from the Bayou.
Clyde from the Bayou?
Yes, from the Bayou. First time caller, long time listener, Vince. How they know?
Fantastic. I'm doing great. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind tonight, Clyde?
Well, I want to talk to you about some of these.
Did we just have a Clyde
there
on like the other night?
I don't know. See,
Tiracoil called in. I think his name was Clyde. It was Tiracoil, and he called in saying he was this guy Clyde. But you're not Tiracoil. You're actually Clyde.
This is the real Clyde.
Listen, got it.
I've been noticing you got a lot of these boys on your show trolling, okay? You know what trolling is?
I'm accustomed to it. I've been on the internet for like 4 years now.
Well, back in the Bayou, we do some trolling too. We take like a 20-foot long string and like 10 of them hooks and some shrimps, you know, some catfish bait. We put that on there and we hook it from post to post or to tree to tree. And we put that in the water there, Vince, and
yay,
that's called real trolling.
Are you calling from the Bay Area, Clyde?
No, I'm calling from the Bayou.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
You know Clearance Clearwater Revival?
Yes, that's our roommates.
Those are your roommates.
That's my roommates, see?
Like John Fogerty was one of your roommates?
What I really wanted to call about this is to invite you down to the Bayou to have some boudin, some crackling. You ever had a good crackling?
Everybody thinks CCR is from, like, New Orleans, but they're not. They're from Berkeley.
Ew, Berkeley.
Bay Area represent.
It's like liberal infested fucking waters right there, man.
Anything else?
Well, I just wanted to try invite you down to the bayou, have some boudin, enjoy some of the good times out here, you know, les bon temps roulet, all that good stuff, guys, man.
And
then
you have a talk to
that. Luck. Bye. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go to a caller unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
What's up, Vince? It's Danny. I'm eating
hey,
a sub.
Are you okay?
It's delicious. I'm eating a sub. I'm depressed
oh.
and I'm shoving food in my mouth.
Careful. You're going to end up like Shadow.
No. I'm just depressed. Like, the trolling has caught up with me, man. Has it gotten better of me? My conscience is kicking my ass.
Dude, I tell
so
you what.
I'm just trying
stop.
To kill
You've
it
got
with food.
Internet right now. I prescribe to you no bacon, no kittens, and no
whoa.
Star Trek
whoa.
For 6 weeks. And then report back, okay?
Hold up. You cannot prescribe no bacon to somebody. Especially
yeah.
while you shot that ass online.
Vince, I put bacon on all my hamburgers. In fact, I was thinking about going to make a hamburger and putting bacon on it.
He's got internet fatigue. He needs to wean himself off bacon, kittens, Star Trek. Yes.
Vince, look, don't mute me, man. This is a crisis situation, all right? Listen,
know,
this is a
know,
crisis,
is
but listen, I've got to go get some pie. I'll be right back. There's some pie in the fridge. I got to go get some pie. Don't mute me.
All right. Let's take a break. We got to gather ourselves here. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but this is for you, Danny. It's Bad Moon Rising, CCR.
Oh.
I think. The plane?
No.
What the fuck? BTR is being a bitch.
Learn how to BTR, Ben.
I'm trying, dude. What the hell's wrong with this thing? All right, who's trying to explore into my switchboard? Is Schmoop around? What the fuck's going on?
On your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
right, everybody. Back. We're back. Vince and Bay with my guests. Panel so far tonight, Shadow DXS and Danny Dantalian. Danny is depressed. He's smothering himself in food. And
Vince, I got this turtle pie. Oh, my God. This turtle pie is so delicious. It's fucking...
Turtle pie?
It's like,
what the hell is turtle pie?
Oh, dude, you don't even know. It's caramel. And it's like freaking praline custard and whipped cream and chocolate drizzles. Oh, my God. It's so delicious. I could just see. Oh, God.
Okay, I just got tweeted from Anand Ching. See? Whatever, Anand Ching. Every day, thousands of innocent plants are killed by vegetarians. Help end the violence. Eat bacon.
Vince, you know what my favorite vegetable is?
What?
I like broccoli.
I thought you were going to say bacon. Okay, let's take a call. Here's a caller unscreened. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, everybody. Coming to you live from the Appalachian Riviera. It's the one and the only, the artist formerly known as Chef Bone RD. How the fuck is everything going this fine evening?
Oh, my
artist
God.
Artist formerly known as
Chef
Boyardee. Thank you for being here. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just surfing the Arctic tundra right here in frickin' southeastern Ohio, if you know what I fucking mean.
Yes, I do have an idea.
Yeah, it's fucking beautiful. God, I love the single life.
Sicko tweeted, tune in now, Vincent the Bay is live. I'll probably say a little about why I think people should stop whining about Jan.
Yawn.
Okay. I didn't know that was going to happen, but I'm looking forward to that, Sicko. What else? Oh, you know what? Gonzo PhD, right before my show started calling somebody out and saying, we'll call it the Vincent Bay Show. We'll duke it out. Like, everybody thinks this is their little... platform to troll each other to death. Since when did it say that in the show description?
You gotta love the troll world.
I do. I'm like a major part of it.
Catty.
Listen, hey, am I on mute?
No, you're not on mute. We got three people live. We got people on hold.
Every time you mute me tonight, I'm gonna eat food. I'm just saying. But look.
No
trolling
problem.
Is serious, man, because, look, I've been trolling for so long, and now it's caught up with me, and I'm so depressed. All I can do is eat all this food. And no matter how much
I've been
food
doing
I
it
eat,
since,
the pain does not go away.
I've been doing it since the Yahoo days, man, you know? I just let everything slide all right on by. Nothing bothers me.
Let it flow, bro. All right, let's
go. Let it flow.
Yo, 323 area code. You're on the air live. Who's this?
Good pie. Yeah, so man. Good.
What's up, guys? This is Pat.
Hey.
Get something off my chest, man. Since the topic for today was fucking Big Titty Tuesday, right?
Please, it's all good.
All right, man. I'm fucking dating this African chick. Two and a half months now.
Uh-huh.
Big, giant tit, man. But
yeah,
they're not
tit.
Like scrumptious tits, man. They're like National Geographic tits, man. They're like kind of
saggy,
man.
Yeah.
Samantha 38G type tits?
Here's the thing, man. Hold on. I'm getting to that. Here's the thing. This girl's freaky, man. I'm talking about, like, the freakiest girl I've ever dated. She'll want me to, like, rub sandpaper on her nipples, man. That's how fucking...
That's intense.
Crazy. Oh, nice.
She'll want to get.
Nice.
She's also really big on, like, me talking down to her, like, in a racial way. She'll be like, you know, tell me to tongue punch your pot box. And, you know, like, she'll lick my anus, man. And she'll have me call her all sorts of things, like, dirty nigger, you know, come over here, you dirty nigger whore, and tongue my anus. Dude, what the fuck you guys think about that, man? I need some opinions.
All right, let's go to our panel. Shadow DXS, Danny, and Chef, what are your thoughts?
I think he's got a keeper.
Yeah, he's got a wonderful woman.
Yeah, man, but, like, this fucking freaks me out, dude. Sandpaper on the nipples, man. That's
hey, man, just tell her next time. Tell her next time.
You know what? You can shop online. You can probably get it cheap online in bulk.
Pain is great, man.
Yeah. Appreciate
the
call,
Pat.
What's
the issue now? The problem? I was eating pie. What's going on?
I didn't put you on. Oh, yeah, I did put you on mute for a second. Fuck, dude. That was my bad.
Yeah,
that
means
bad.
I got even another piece of pie, by the way.
You're an enabler.
God damn it.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Now Charlie Sheen's back. I swear to God, that motherfucker has lost his shit.
No way.
So his girlfriend gets mad when he talks dirty to her? Is that the issue?
No, when he's got his shit back together now. He's back to being regular Charlie Sheen because he just freaked out. He had a fucking
mental breakdown. Because he's talking about the call events.
Yeah, and I think he's got another season of, I forget the fucking name of the show.
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning, bye-bye.
Anger Management.
Yeah, he's got another season of Anger Management coming up.
Which is basically about him, right? He's just playing himself.
Pretty much.
It's really poorly scripted.
No. It's actually kind of funny.
I don't know. I think I caught half of an episode, maybe. I just found it to be kind of flat.
Vince,
yeah.
What do you think about the little dude from Two and a Half Men going all uber Christian and shit? What do you think
about
that?
I don't even know. Who are you talking about?
Political son.
Angus T. Jones.
For sure.
He's going all uber Christian. Plus, at the same time, he's got a script where he's supposed to be dating this freaking hot ass Jamie Presley chick or whatever for fucking Cougar.
Wow.
I mean, Vince, you don't know about this. I'm sorry, I'm eating pie. You don't know about this stuff, dude. You run a radio show. You
shouldn't be eating, dude.
Current events, dude.
You're unmuted. You shouldn't be eating, dude.
But I'm depressed. I'm trying to drown my depression with carbs.
Danny,
and chocolate.
Why don't you put down the fork and then sit and ship me that pie? You don't need it.
I know. No, listen, Shadow. You don't need the pie. You've got enough pie from last month in your belly right now. You can just reach in there and get some.
I already ate it. I want some nice cold pie.
Shadow, when I eat pie, it doesn't even register.
And they are in the green room. Let's welcome Anon Sicko to the program. What's up, Sicko?
Great to you, Gregging.
Like this whole time or right now?
It does it off and on. You'll start doing it, and then, you know, you'll pay to Greg for a couple of minutes, and then for about 10 or 15 minutes, you'll be okay, and then it'll happen again.
Yeah, there's been some intermittent problems with all Skype calls I've noticed, all of them. Other hosts, other callers, everybody. It's a conspiracy. It's because Microsoft took that shit over. Anyway, so Sicko, I saw your tweet. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, it's just in general, most people bitch about Yan, and it's pretty consistent, but over the past couple of days, I've been seeing it a lot. And then Joe Pye went out and made this long blog post about the issues he has with Yan and why it's bad. And DB then responded, it was originally a comment on the blog post, which he put in a paste bin. It was his retort to Joe Pye's Joe Pye's blog post. And Joe Pye, he raised some valid points, but understand at one point Joe Pye had access to Yan. So anything he says, it's kind of already diminished because he had access and now he doesn't. You have to wonder, if there's still a little residual butthurt there. And I'm not saying that's what it is, but that thought is always going to be there now. So just everybody's crying that they're not putting out what they want to see or there's this issue with it. Basically, Joe Pye was like, well, the problem is that it's such a big Twitter account and Twitter has access or has the ultimate control over the account. But then he went on to say, but creating other Twitter accounts or other non-Twitter accounts aren't really he went on to say creating other Twitter accounts aren't the answer. Well, that would actually be the answer. People aren't happy with Yan. By all means, go out, make a new account, put out content. People will follow you. It happens. It's not that hard to get followers to where people think that what you're saying is legit. And then that way the information will slowly start to move around the internet. And while you may never see it come out of one official form, the information definitely gets out there. You know what I mean? If I go out and tweet something now, by the end of the day, Vince will probably have seen the information tweeted from another person. You know what I mean? Like, does that make sense, Vince?
Absolutely not.
If you want to put information out there, by all means, put it out there. You know what I mean? You don't have to go to Yan to get your information seen. There are a lot of people that get things noticed on the internet that don't go through Yan. It's possible. I promise you. That being said, nobody has the right to determine what Yan does or doesn't tweet. People get really butthurt. Oh, Yan didn't support my op, or Yan doesn't tweet about this subject enough. Well, who are you to determine what they tweet out of their own Twitter account? I've been following Yan since Yan might have had 2,000-3,000 followers. Yan really didn't blow up until Op Mega Upload is when it started hitting the hundreds of thousands of followers. Before that, I mean, everybody just took it as another big account. The people complaining that Yan speaks as an official voice, well, Yan has been 100,000 times that they're not an official voice for anybody. If other people choose to not listen to that, there's not really much you can do about it, as they're just going to say what they want to say anyway. You can't really do much if somebody's not listening to what you tell them. So you can't put that on Yan. I mean, everybody's complaints are either steeped in a little bit of jealousy, or they're just not really looking at things. Joe Pye did talk about how he thought people should create, like, other mediums that aren't Twitter accounts to get information now. Sure, by all means. But there are also other mediums already, anonnews.org, IRC. I understand the problems with these, but on paper, you know, they're decent options. There are other mediums anyway. There are some people who never look at an anonymous Twitter account. And I could name the famous anons on Twitter, and they have no idea who they are. Or if they do, they know them from IRC and not Twitter. It's just ridiculous that people have spent so much time bitching about a fucking account when 90% of the time the people bitching have at some point, they've either benefited from it and no longer have access to it, so they complain, or Yan won't retweet them, so they cry. But yeah. I told DB I'd tweet him and try to get DB to call in. Let me tweet him the number real quick and see if DB will call in. And he's a contributor to Yan, so he might have some input on this. Are you there, Ben?
Yeah, I'm totally here. I'm multitasking. I was listening.
All right, just making sure. I wanted to make sure you didn't throw me in the green room.
No, right. No. No one's in the green room. It's just you have the floor. Go ahead. I want to hear more about Yan. How come Jackal hasn't called my show recently? It's been a long time.
I can tweet him. I'll tweet him in DB.
Yeah, try him. Have him come in and defend himself. He's the creator of that account. Hey, in the meantime, I am doing horoscopes tonight, folks. And I got a request from Kimora for her horoscope. So, really quickly here, if you are a Scorpio, this is your horoscope for tomorrow. It might be today where you're at, but excuse me, pardon me. I forgot to have my mute button. This would be Scorpio for Wednesday, February 6, 2013. Is Kimora even listening anymore? Kimora, if you can verify this, I'm going to give you your horoscope for tomorrow, okay? And by the looks of it, I hope Danny is a Scorpio. If not, we'll find out his sign. But here you go. This is and if I Patriot Greg, could somebody please alert me? Who should I put on that task force? Hey, Shadow.
Yeah.
If I Patriot Greg, can you say something?
Sure.
All right. Are you Scorpio by any chance?
No, dude, I'm Capricorn.
All right, we'll get to that later. Okay, so Scorpio, Wednesday, February 6, 2013. Your positive attitude remains the ultimate key to your happiness today, even in the most difficult situations. Although material success might be a lingering problem, don't let your goals get in your way now. Do whatever makes you feel good. about yourself and the money. Do whatever makes you feel good about yourself and let the money flow, and the money will flow. Follow. Sorry, I can't read. If there are feelings that need to be expressed, share them with abundant love. But don't push too hard yet. You will know when the time is right. Scorpio. Dan Talion.
Yeah,
take that food out of your mouth. Hey, what's your sign, dude?
I am actually on the cusp of Libra and Virgo. So it's hard. I'm like both.
Which one is it, Libra or Virgo?
I'm on the cusp, Vince. Come on, man. It's like both. You can't pick one if you're on the cusp.
Just pick one.
You can't. I always look at both when I look at them. I look at both. I'm on the cusp.
What are you, born on a leap year?
I'll tell you what. The cusp for this horoscope, Libra is September 23rd to October 22nd. Virgo is August 23rd to September 22nd. So
that's an incorrect horoscope, but just go with Libra. I'm drowning my sorrows in beer and food, Vince. Come on, Give me some good news from the Astros, the Houston Astros, who have written
Hopefully
all the...
Houston Astros are going to get the ass
kicked. This is Libra for tomorrow.
Nolan Ryan was the greatest basketball player of all time.
Dude, I love it.
Not talk about the Houston Astros.
His best years were with the Red Wings. Okay, let's go with this. It feels as if everything will turn out for the best. This is going to happen because now your key planet Venus is harmonizing with indigenous Uranus and lucky Jupiter.
Shut up, Vince.
But don't be lazy today. Shut up. I'm not done. But don't be lazy today. Waiting for something incredible to happen is just not a smart strategy.
I never do.
Step outside of your normal comfort zone to manifest the beauty that you experience in your space of dreams. Your creations will be appreciated by your peers. So take a chance today and make some magic of your own.
It's like, wow, you know what, Vince? Dude, I think the heavens are trying to talk to me and tell me that maybe I should stop trolling your show. Maybe I should stop trolling altogether. Maybe I should step outside of my comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what you know what, guys, right now, I'm just going to say I'm going legit. I'm going to end all trolling right now. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, and I'm going the straight and narrow right now. I'm going on the straight and narrow, and I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. I'm going to pursue my dreams.
That's beautiful. I'm crying now.
Oh, yeah, man. It's going to be a whole new Danny. It's going to be, I'm going to find my spiritual center, and I'm just going to get in touch with it.
Danny. Hang on a second. I have to mute Spyco.
Ha ha.
2 minutes, Spyco. 2 minutes for spamming Houston Astros. Get the fuck out. Or get the fuck out. I'm a A's fan, so you got 2 minutes.
Dallas Stars, you asshole.
So anyway, Sicko's here. He's talking about Jan. He's trying to tweet Jackal. And who knows? Maybe we'll be Jackal. We have Chef here as well. Chef is also on the panel.
Yep. Got anything for Virgo?
Virgo. Coming right up.
Hey, Chef, can I have some cookies?
I'm kind of outside right now, facing my balls off, and I'm fucking loving it.
Okay, can I have some cookies?
I set a bad example by burping on the air, but please try not to. Because when I listen back to my recordings and I hear myself burp, I feel so embarrassed.
Seriously, who was that? Why don't you get some manners? Why would you burp on the fucking radio show?
Now, Danny, I was going to tell you, Danny, the new meta troll, like the meta troll is to go legit. That's the new troll.
I know, man. No, but I'm not even going to do it to troll, dude. I have accepted my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right now.
Oh,
Vince,
my God.
Actually, what I want you to do with me right now is I would like you to say a prayer with me, Vince. Just repeat after me. Vincenzo Alabe, I accept my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, no. Oh, yeah,
come inside of me. I accept Jesus Christ to come inside of me.
Danny, if you don't stop, I'm going to stick on rage on you.
Reverse troll. Time 2 minutes for triple reverse inverted trolling. Danny Dentalia. Okay. Let's do a call here. We got a ton of people that we need to talk to. They're being very patient. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. You're on hold. Who's this?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, that's you. Hi. Who are you? What's on?
Hey. Hey, it's DB.
Hey, what's going on, DB? How's
it going,
man?
Super. Okay,
hey,
here we go.
Up?
Somebody that has access to the Yan account. Go ahead, Sicko. What were you saying?
Well, first, I just want to say, DB, I just finished the paste bin that you posted, and it's probably I don't know if I could have said it better myself. And mind you, I don't have access to Yan, but everything you said is completely legit. You know, but I just want to please sum up your paste bin and tell people, as a member of Yan, what you how you feel on the subject.
Well, I guess my official opinion on the subject would be that that account doesn't belong to anyone except the person who owns it. So whatever happens on that account, really no one's business. And
mm-hmm.
the fact that anyone could argue, well, Yan should be this, Yan should be that, invalidates the argument that Yan doesn't speak on behalf of Anonymous. If it does, then there should maybe be some rules.
Right.
Since everyone agrees that it doesn't,
then it's a
private account that shouldn't have, you know, no one can say exactly how it's managed. The fact that it has so many users is the reason, or followers, is the reason that it's a subject of conflict often. But in my opinion, it falls back on the fact that it's a private account. It has so many users, and the owner of it has decided to allow multiple people to have access to it without stipulating any rules on what they post.
Then what's
the
tweet?
Wait, I thought I saw a piece in with rules, though. There were some rules of conduct. I remember an early docs came out on that.
Well, I'm just speaking personally.
Or was that fabricated?
From my personal experience, I wasn't even friends with Jackal. I didn't know Jackal. I think I followed him maybe, and went at the point where I gained access to be able to post on that account. I was sent a direct message from him saying, I'm giving you access and this is how you post. It was like one sentence. That was it. He didn't say anything else to me. He didn't say, don't post this, post this type of stuff. That was it. That's all he said. And I had access and I started posting. So the idea that like people are given access dependent on, you know, certain rules or whatever, I think is complete nonsense.
Well, I think the people who argue about the content, I think Dan is pretty well-rounded for what it is. There's quite a bit of content and different ranges of content that get posted off of Yan. So I think people who say, well, they ignore some subjects, but I don't really think that's the case. I think maybe some people would like to see Yan talk more about their own particular subject, but again, that's just seated in some kind of jealousy, what's the word I'm looking for? Entitlement to what Yan tweet. You know, Yan was. It's not like we all got together and built Yan. You know what I mean?
It's dependent on the person that's posting, and I post things that I'm aware of that I think are relevant, and I. Some days I can sit in front of my Twitter account all day and people send me things like, hey, look at this. Some days I don't have time to look through all of it. Like Aaron Swartz, the issue with him, that was something I wanted to be involved in heavily. So that I personally wanted to be involved with that heavily, and I started the Op Angel hashtag, and I tried to be as involved in that as I could, and because of that, that got posted on the account more. There's other operations that people are doing that I'm not aware of, and I don't have time to be involved in all of them, so those may not get posted as much. But there are other there's numerous other people that have access to that account, and I can only name three of them, and I know that there's much more than that. So there are no meetings. We don't exchange names. There's no hidden list.
There's not a handshake. There's no, is it like the Illuminati where they have hand signals like what Beyonce did?
I only know people who have told me that they had, or who told me they had access before I had access. And that includes like Commander X, who publicly said he had access. And there was a few other people who were involved with operations I was working on that said, hey, I can post this to Yan and I'll post it. And then there's a few people that just through deductive reasoning, you could tell had access. I didn't, no one ever told me Jackal had access. I didn't even know. I just kind of figured it out. So
yeah,
there's no list. So I don't, like I'm saying, I only know like three other people that can do it. You know, there's no meetings.
Yeah, I definitely can tell. Having followed Yan as long as I do, I know quite a bit of the people who are on Yan, and a lot of the times they don't even know who else is on Yan. So I mean, I can pretty much assume that there's no Yan meetings going on to discuss content that comes out and shit like that. Like, it's just that some of the arguments I hear levied against Yan is ridiculous. Like, I'm not talking about from an outside anonymous point of view. I know there's probably a lot of non-anons out there who want to talk shit about Yan, and that's all fine and dandy, feel how you want to. I'm actually just addressing the people who are anons and who actually give a shit about anonymous on Twitter.
Right.
I don't get it. Like, usually when somebody has a complaint, I can see some of their complaints, and the only complaint that I can see that is rational that you can levy against Yan is saying that, well, it was the argument Joe Pye made that if Twitter decides to shut Yan down, then that one megaphone or mouthpiece or whatever for Anonymous is gone. And sure, that's 100% possible. That being said, everybody who contributes to Yan would still be there. You can still search hashtags on Twitter. I think the internet would correct itself pretty quickly to the point where that people would continue to stay. I mean, the networks that we have aren't dependent on Yan. You know what I mean?
Well,
Yan is the end of the network, not the beginning. You know what I mean?
And I'll tell you, the only time that I've ever discussed anything with Yan contributors and given any advice in that respect on what they should be posting is I've specifically said I will personally never post links directly to doxes, for instance, that have social security numbers in it. I don't want to be the reason. I don't want to be the reason that the account gets shut down. That's not something that anyone necessarily listened to me on. I mean, they're not, no one else is really afraid of that. That happens all the time. I have some personal experience with this type of incident, and in the way that I ran a Facebook account and a website for an Occupy group, and I'm sure anyone that's been within a large Occupy group understands that there are factions involved in that type of open setting with activists that vie for control of the voice of the megaphone, and I mean I was like physically threatened or constantly ostracized for having control of that account. Now, I knew at the time when I had control of it, if I handed it over to large groups of people, that the message that we were trying to relay would be, you know, it would be hijacked. And inevitably, I did hand control over to other people, and it was hijacked, and the entire online movement of that Occupy group fell to shit. And so I don't think that there's, I think that the people who can post there should be selectively picked, but in the end, it's whoever owns the account. It's a personal Twitter account. It's not a company. Anonymous is not a company. It's not a business. It's not an organization. There's no head of the organization. No one owns that account except the person who started it, who has control of it at the time. If you want to criticize them, it's fine, but you can't try to impose your rules on it. They just happen. That just happens to be the account that got the most attention. It built up the most users the fastest, and I think Sicko's right. Like, if that account disappeared, the internet would correct itself, and another or several other accounts would take its place. The news would not stop reporting on Anonymous's actions if Urinon News disappeared. So, yeah, I mean, he's right. I don't see what the big deal is.
Another little point that kind of, you know, shows how people have no right to tell, you know, anybody who's on that account how to run it. Vince will remember. Vince has been following Yan for a while. You know, he's been following Yan, Jagger and the Cabin Crew and, you know, the people involved in Hot Fart for a long time. There was a time when Jackal's alias was Yan. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now if he comes on the show, he's Jackal and on, but it was at one point when he was Yan, that was his Twitter account. I mean, I think he had, like, Sexy Fox and You're Not Music.
Right.
He created his Jackal account after he created Yan, so that way, as it got bigger, so people wouldn't complain that he was using it as a personal account. But
that's true. It was originally just his sole account thing, at least as far as his presence on Twitter.
I don't think that Jackal actually posts on Urinon News all that often. I think maybe for an hour or two a day he does.
And
the way that you can tell, basically, the way that you can tell that, because, and I have not, today was the first day I've ever, like, told anyone that I can post that account. So, but that guy who, and I didn't post his post, make that original post. I think TLF did posted his complaints on there. So I responded, but, Urinon News contributors can't retweet people. So if you see retweets happening on the Yan account, it's likely that the owner can do that. And you don't see those happening all day. When you don't see them, it's likely that Jackal is not the one posting all that stuff. So I don't think that he's even the primary poster on that account.
Yeah. I follow a lot of people that tweet that have access to it. And I'd say at least half of them simul-tweet through their personal account. It's pretty obvious after a while who's sort of
well,
and then you see people like Commander X, who's got his signature, like, you know, fucking sticks in the middle of all of his words.
Yeah.
And shit.
Right.
And it's pretty obvious. Okay. I wonder who's got access to this account now. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, personally, everything that I post on Yan now, I used to post on my private account, and that's probably why someone saw fit to give me access. And I don't post as much news on my private account now as I used to, and only occasionally do I double post. So I may post like 10 posts on Yan, and only one or two of them will I double post if it's something that I feel deserves extra, I don't know, something that's personal to me. So that's actually what got me found out, and I didn't want that originally. I didn't want people to know that I had access, just for the exact reason that I mentioned today, is that, frankly, my mentions have blown up with everyone saying, please look at this, please pay attention to this. And the group tweet account works several ways, and one of the ways is that it works, which I won't get into. It's very easy to tell, you know, who has access. So, but I appreciate the fact that I only know, like, maybe two or three of the people. I think it's good that there's a lot of people who don't really care if anyone knows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, look, there are some of the people that are on Yan that unless you, like, notice the same tweet, you know, immediately posted, you know, on both accounts or whatever, you would have no idea that they're actually on that account. And
yeah, that's where I fucked up.
I think some people do it as a badge to, like, look cool. Like, look, dude, I got access to Yan, yo.
I think that I don't think that's true. I don't know anyone who does that. I know.
Stupid. They do it because they want to show off that. I mean, you in your case, okay, the cat's out of the bag. Everybody knows, you know. But some people, right off from the get go, just to kind of like, yo, I'm hipster. I got fucking access to API or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, I personally don't know anyone that has that does that, and I never did that. Anyone that suggests that, like, that any cause that I'm involved in, that I'm more interested in myself than that, like, I would dispute that adamantly.
It's okay to admit that you do anonymous partly because of the ego factor. There's got to be part of you.
I've never got my dick sucked for being an anonymous.
I don't believe it, dude. All right,
I do a lot of other things in real life to get my dick sucked. But it's never been because I'm an anonymous.
Danny, are you here?
Yeah, Vince, I'm here.
Hey, sorry, D.B. Cooper. I have to check on Danny. He's been depressed. And
give him a hug for me.
Well, you can give him a hug yourself. He's right here.
Oh, hug.
Yeah, I've been depressed. I've been eating a lot of food. I'm trying to down.
Oh, man.
I guess it's the trolling. I guess it's like what Vince said. It's internet fatigue. It's just catching up with me. I'm trying to drown it all down and turtle pie and meatball sub from Firehouse Subs and.
What's turtle pie?
Turtle pie is delicious. It's like praline custard with chocolate and caramel and pecans. Oh my god! It's so good. It's delicious. But listen, about the Yan situation and everything, dude, we run an account similar in structure to Yan. There's multiple people on an account to post things to our followers that are relevant to our followers, and we have yet to run into any problems. I mean, there's several people that have access to the Russell League account, and people just tweet what they want to tweet, and there's not even an issue.
Right. The difference there, Danny, is everybody in Russell League, or roughly everybody in Russell League, has access or can tell one of you guys to tweet from that account and then have to get tweeted out because there's seven of y'all.
It's also the attempt to appear serious.
Yeah, well Yan has 900,000 followers. All 900,000 of them.
Some of those are carded.
Put a little bit of what they want into Yan. At least the majority would like to see some. I mean, even I would like to see some information tweeted from Yan that may not get tweeted from Yan all the time. But I just don't understand
what all the miscommunication is here with what gets tweeted, what doesn't get tweeted. I mean, if you guys are that like, Sicko, you know, I love you, bro, and you know that you're one of the few, actually one of the three Anons I can count on less than one hand that I actually have respect for. Why
am I on one of those fingers?
If you're that like-minded, why can't you guys just like get it together and be on the same page?
Because I mean, here's the deal: is that Uranium News has a ton of contributors, and none of them there's no official input station for, hey, if you would like, and I'll tell you, what's her name tried to do this, set up an IRC account, like, hey, if you have information that you would like posted here, please join in this IRC account and leave it here. But there's no official input station, and replies or direct messages to Uranon News, as you know, because you run a group tweet account, no one gets like alerted to those on their own account. So if someone sends something to @Uranon News, it's not like any of the contributors see it, and it would be fine. Like I think that a good way to handle that would be like, okay, well, let's set up an email account or something, and everyone can send in their ideas and like what they would like to, information they would like to see posted there. But who's going to moderate it? I certainly, you know, with everything that I'm doing, I certainly don't have the time to sit there all day and watch it. And the same problem would just occur. I mean, I may get another 10 or 12 stories out of it a day, but you know, if we have 100,000 people submitting stuff in a weekly basis, the same problem is still going to exist. People are going to be upset that their problems aren't being addressed. And I default on the fact that Yan doesn't lead protests in the street. And anyone that says that social media is a substitute for leading a grassroots movement on the street to deal with your issues is sadly mistaken. Nothing that happens on Facebook is as relevant as having 100 people or 150 or 1,000 people in person in one location rallying for a cause. And that's a misconception that needs to be addressed. People can't get lazy and think that they can become a clicktivist, sit at home and share links and solve a problem. So anyway.
So yeah, dude, that's DB Cooper that I was speaking to, right?
Yeah. Oh, we just
DB Cooper, much respect to you, dude. I know you used to be an Anon medic. You've done field work and everything. You've put in work. You've gone outside. Am I correct or am I in error about that?
I've been in the field.
You've gone outside of the computer, outside of the battle station. You've gone out in real life and done shit. So good to you. Props to you. No disrespect to you. However, a small critique on everything that you just said. That I heard in everything you said was bureaucracy, exactly that what Anonymous
right.
wants to fight against, right? I mean, what's
yeah,
happening?
Yeah, but that was
you
my point is that I didn't think it would work. I don't think it will work. I think
Anon uses bureaucracy, red tape, paperwork,
yeah.
bureaucracy. It's like, come on, this isn't what this is about, man. Just get the message out and get it out the way it needs to be gotten out, and that's the best way possible. Stream of consciousness.
It's nothing more than a Twitter account. And let me tell you, if you're going to start an operation, you can go out and find Anons to participate in it. You can write a press release, and you can get that out to the media and have them report on it. If your cause is strong enough and your message is strong enough, you can have them report on it without having to use your Anon News as a megaphone. Plenty of people do it. And the people are skipping a step. They have something that they feel is unjust, and they want to start an operation, and now they're going, well, we need your Anon News to post something about it, or this is not going to take off. And that is the wrong
way to
approach it.
I gotta go
get
some more food. I've gotta eat some food. Fuck. I gotta eat some food.
Okay, go ahead. All right,
I think that dude has to go eat some food.
Yeah. All right, guys. Continue. What was that?
Well, that's what I was saying. It's like I said. It's the end of the pipeline. It's not the beginning. Or more accurately put, it's the middle. There are things that you should definitely do before you tweet or before you start hitting up Yan. With the Valentine stuff, I don't think I sent the tweet to anybody in regards to tweeting from Yan about Valentine for the first 24, 36 hours. And after that, I had a pretty decent list and was like, hey, look, Yan, check this out. You know what I mean? But and you definitely have to do the legwork before you bring it to Yan. It's like if you were working in some business and you had a presentation to give to people. Well, Yan is where you would get that presentation from, but first you have to get it all together. You know, and if you have it all together, people will see it without you needing to tweet it from Yan. Like, that's the thing is, if Yan were to disappear today, right now, Jackal could delete Yan, Twitter could suspend Yan, and it might take 48 hours for everybody to read Just. Everybody didn't come together through Yan.
And maybe if that's the problem, that people are becoming too dependent on it, then maybe one thing that should be done is to set up some type of, what do they call them in Occupy? They're like teaching groups, whatever, where we start showing people, the people that are veterans at setting up operations, people have worked on Op Egypt and have
worked
on Israel.
We're talking about like working groups?
Yeah, like a working group. We teach people how to
downward
how to set
twinkles.
Those up.
Downward twinkles.
Yeah, not with that shit.
Downward
but,
twinkles.
We need to teach people how to organize. Don't like come up with an idea and then expect it to be tweeted on your Anon News and then get big. Like if you have an idea, get with the appropriate kinds of people. Like, I do press releases. I wrote press releases for Op Israel and Op Angel and, like, all this other stuff. And that's the only gratification I got is that the stuff that I wrote was read by thousands of people. It was quoted in news articles, and that's it. I had very little to do with the actual operation. Like, people got on buses and went to D.C. and went to Boston, stood there in the freezing cold, protested. Those are the people that deserve, that you need. Like, you can't, if you have an idea on the internet and you don't have a way to facilitate it, then you need to get with people who can do the things that you can't. And that's what I do. And I think that we should start teaching people better. Like all those like posts, like how to become anonymous. All it says is like, get behind a VPN or get behind a whatever, a proxy, and you can download low orbit ion cannon or whatever. There needs to be lessons that we're teaching people, like how to set up a PR operation. Like if you feel there's some injustice, this is, you begin with your idea, you develop it, you get other people to work on it with you. Here's how to contact the press. Here's how to blow it up on Twitter. You know, here's how to do this, and like how to make it popular and how to make people interested and teach people to do that. I would hate to think that people are having these really good ideas and people want to fight some injustice and they're sitting around waiting for it to pop up on your Anon News. I think that's a horrible thing. So if I'd love to work on that. I'd love to work on a training or some type of teaching group where we teach people to, you know, come anonymous. That's what we want to do. We want people to come in and, like, fight injustice, and this is how you can do it yourself, a take-home kit. So you don't have to rely on, you know, old fags to, like, get your shit done for you.
No shit, man. Right on. That sounds, that doesn't seem to sound so bad. I mean, as long as you guys aren't, you know, aren't breaking the law, there's no harm in being active on Twitter and networking and doing all that shit. That's what this shit's for. But just remember that it's always archived. It's always logged. It's always backed up. And my phone lines are backed up. I got a bunch of people on hold. And I don't even know who these people are. I have a feeling that some of these people are trolls. I think Spyco might be in the wings. So I think Danny's done purging and binging and purging and more food. Big ups to Shadow DXS. He bailed. At some point. Thank you, Shadow DXS. And we're going to take a little break and be right back with more calls. If you want to join the mediocrity here on the air, it's 347-826-766. Oh, wait, 666. I always want to say 666. It's 347-826-7667. BRB.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович, и опять запрещенное.
Совершенно запрещенное.
Белинского в Гоголь.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Джон Чаджи!
In the old times, it was not a crime.
nature, naturalization. What are you talking about? It's all about time, press rewind, you know, today, today.
What a crime! In your time, it was not a crime!
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di rentro a potere insegnare un gran posto.
Finish him.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a Philly Negro.
Okay, Vince in the Bay back here with you. I have a non-sicko with me now. I lost Shadow DXS, so a sicko, you are now the person dedicated to alert me if I Patriot Greg, okay?
Okay.
347-826-7667 is the number. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince of the Bay. 40 more minutes here with Sicko. We're going to bring Danny and Chef and Spyco on in a minute. First, some interesting news from the world of finance. Japan's Nikkei rallied 3.5% to a 52-month high. That's right. I think they were on tsunami watch, but that didn't affect the markets. Japan's Nikkei average surge of 3.5% to the 52-month high on Wednesday, boosted by exports as the yen fell against central bank governor Masaki Shirakawa, who decided to step down earlier than expected. That's gotta be a blow to your ego when you're like, I got fired and the markets surged. What does that say about me?
I mean, it's like kicking a man when he's down.
Yeah, it's like, oh, everybody's happy you're gone. Suddenly
yeah,
everybody's selling. Suddenly the market's fertile. Apparently he quit early. His decision was raised the prospect that Japan will speed up aggressive monetary easing as Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has put the central bank under relentless pressure to do more to pull the economy out of the doldrums. Oh, sound familiar? And
yeah.
He made it clear that he wants a governor that will be bolder in loosening monetary policy. The Nikkei climbed 383 points to 11,437, its highest level since early October 08, and on track for its biggest one-day percentage rise since March of 11. The broader topics jumped 3.1% to 969.17. Okay, I'm going to do some more horoscopes here if you want me to do your horoscope. I had a request for Virgo and Pisces. So I think I'm going to do Virgo first, and then I'm going to bring everybody back. Okay, so Virgo, is there somebody who was a Virgo that wanted Virgo red? Can somebody...
Mud did.
Who did?
Mud did.
Virgo, okay. All right, here you go. For Wednesday, February 6th, 2013. It's healthier to express your feelings than to keep them to yourself, even if you're anxious about the reaction you might receive, although this assertive behavior may be contrary to your natural inclination. Taking a risk is a good idea anyhow. Give yourself enough time, because once you begin to share your emotions, it may be difficult to stop. Stir up whatever seems most stuck and expect your words to be catalytic in creating positive change. I think translate that means nothing's really happening for you today. It's going to be just kind of mediocre. Sorry. But you can't win them all. I mean, you know.
It's mediocre. No,
Danny's was, did you hear Danny's? Danny's was pretty damn inspirational.
With me.
In fact, Danny is probably still eating. Danny, are you still eating?
Yeah, what's up?
Did you stop eating, dude?
No.
Okay. Now I'm going to do Pisces. Here we go,
Pisces. I don't like Pisces, dude. Pisces are pricks. I'm just saying, my ex was a pricey.
Well, here we go.
Or a pricey and a Pisces. Both.
Expect the unexpected. Unexpected events can be shocking. This is Pisces.
What?
For February 6, 2013, by the way. Unexpected events can be shocking, even when they occur in your fantasies or dreams.
What?
However, do you know what? Don't even try it. However, your destiny is within control if you decide to consciously wake up and change the channel. Instead of focusing... Danny, 2 minutes. Danny Dantalian, 2 minutes for mocking what? Not even the real what, dude. You can't even do it right.
What?
That's fucking gay. Oh, was that you? Wait, hang on. That's sicko. Dude,
what?
I can't mute. I haven't even got through Pisces. I got to finish Pisces. Okay. Okay, I told you about changing the channel. Just wake up and consciously change the channel, okay? Pisces? Instead of focusing on your fear of the unknown, concentrate on the positive energy and the encouragement that is wending its way to your door. Receive the good news without resistance. Opportunity may be knocking, but you must let it in to make something amazing happen. There you go, Pisces, for tomorrow, Wednesday, February 6, 2013. Okay, all right. I'm bringing back Chef. Chef, what's going on, man? We haven't heard from you in a while. What's on your? What do you think of all this nonsense?
Well, I was thinking that, you know, you were saying, well, part of the reading was talking about taking catalytic risks or whatever shit. You know, speaking of risk. Hey, do you know how many rich women are out there in the world that are possibly suffering with a pregnancy right now? Because, you know, everybody says you can't put a price on misery, but now today is the fucking day, man. You know, I'm starting this nice little new business routine that's going to be called post-abortion party consulting. For a hefty fee, like let's say $60,000 under the table,
Sir Chef Bernardee could actually arrange for a party nearly departed baby that's going to fall out of the wound, but, you know, it's going to be a beautiful fucking thing.
Okay, it looks like Danny rage quit. I hope he didn't and Hero. I just really hope he's okay.
Who the fuck is
that?
All right, hey, let's take more calls, shall we? We got, I think this might be Spyco. Spyco, call. Oh, God. It's epic sax booth. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Two. Come on, ladies. Come on, keep those hips up there, Robotic Chaotic.
This is my
Hello?
Gym.
All right. Hey, so Spyco, what's going on, dude?
We get it. Yeah,
epic. Epic sax, dude. We get it. All right. What's going on, Spyco? Okay. Come on, we got 30 minutes left. 347-826-7667.
Oh man, this is so fucking groovy.
Shit. We're just gonna unmute everybody on the switch. There's 10 calls.
What?
What?
Oh,
what?
This is beautiful.
Why?
Challenge because, one, two, you know, three, it just ain't there.
Winning. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm on the phone.
Holy.
Winning.
Sorry, I did it. I farted there. My bad. Sorry, burp again. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Thank you. No, we have a fucking Blog Talk Radio show. It's not a dance party.
Oh man, that'd be. I have to say though, that background music is perfect music.
I really apologize. I don't know what the hell happened there. But let's bring on. Let's come back down to reality and let's catch up with old Rooter. You guys remember old Rooter? Can you guys hear me? Jeff is sleeping.
I'm not paying attention after that mess.
You just totally tune it out. Anytime any musical number happens, you're just out.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's bring on Old Rooter. What's up, Old Rooter?
Oh, I got hung up one night for playing a bunch of porn music on your show, sir.
What's your point?
Nothing.
I play porn music on the show all the time. I wish some ladies would call in. I can't believe I did. Usually Salt Butter is here.
Right here. What more do you want? I'm right here.
You're not Salt Butter though.
But you know what? The best thing is that the right next best thing that instead of chicks calling your show, you know what that would be?
Chicks fucking me while I'm doing my show.
Well, chicks fucking you while Steady J is calling in.
Oh, well, let's see. Is this City J? City J, is that you?
What's up?
City J in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. One of the Blog Talk Radio legends, City J from Live at Dusk. What up, City J?
Not much. What's up, man? What's up? How do you feel? I had to ask. Of course, I had to ask you. How does it feel after Sunday night?
Oh, you know what? I was pulling for the Niners, but to be honest, I'm a Raider fan. So part of me was kind of happy to see them suffer.
Because I saw Goofy Bone was letting the 49ers fans have it all day on Sunday night.
I bet. Bone blocked me on Twitter. He's butthurt at me right now.
Wow.
I think he's a promotional stunt. It's always he's constantly trying to entertain. Add drama where it doesn't really need to be.
Mr. Vince.
What?
I'm sitting here like I've got like goosebumps all over my body because you got the great Steady J on your radio. I ain't talked to him in like 2 years.
That's right. He's the host of Life After Dusk Live.
Steady J's my boy.
Yes, I remember you sent me. Yeah, he sent me his trademark drink. Then I was like. You know what? And because of you, that's my main drink I took now is whiskey, man. It's like, after that, it's like, I just had the taste, I just had a taste of whiskey, man. It's crazy.
It's good. I sent Steady J a 750 milliliter travel bottle of 10 High Kentucky Straight Sour Mash Bourbon Whiskey 2 years ago through the U.S. Postal Service. Scooter bitch took it down there and they shook the box and said, "What's in this?" Scooter went, "I don't know. My husband packed it." They went, "All right." And off it went to Texas. Sadie J took it up and drank the shit out of it.
Yes, and some fun times I had with that drink as well. A lot of fun times.
Oh yeah. Wait, I'm gonna take me a shot at where I gotta find this Goldschlager. I had a bottle of Goldschlager around this motherfucker somewhere. Oh, there it is. I think I still got some flake stuff in that fucker, too. Seti J?
Yeah.
It's in the bay. Seti?
Yeah. What's up? Quickly.
I
have a special surprise guest coming on in just seconds. What's up, Reuter?
I just want to take a shot of this Goldschlager for Seti.
Oh, yeah. Everybody drown whatever you have for Seti or smoke what you got. Okay. I have to do some chat room maintenance here. It looks like I have some more trash that needs to be swept up. So I'm putting some people on timeout. I'm not going to name their names. That just helps, feed their obsession. But, no, I want to welcome to the panel tonight, old good friend of the show, Tyrone. What's up, Tyrone?
Yo, what up, man? What's going on, man? Tyrone crunk in his bed. What's happening, man? Tyrone drunk, though, dog. What up, though?
Tyrone
been drinking a couple of them 40-ounce Old English tonight. You know what I'm saying? Tyrone be on that drink. But what's going on? What's good, man?
Oh, well, I'm just hanging out with Chef, Anand Sicko. Oh, yeah, no, it's Melissa 13, sorry, Sicko.
Oh, hey, what up, girl? Hey, how you doing, little shorty?
Yeah, holler at her, she's here.
Hey, girl, long time no talk, though, what you been up to?
Wait, listen, this is what I'm talking about, though. Did you and Melissa 13 have a history of something? Is there something we don't know about?
Oh, Vince, why are you trying to put people on the spot and put people on the front street?
I'm just reading between the lines here, bro.
Vince, how much shots you had to get at the clinic?
The tension is thick here.
Why are you trying to put people on the front street, man? That ain't cool, though. Why are you going to put somebody on the front street like that, though?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Why are you going to put me and Melissa on front street, as in the street that's in the front of all the other streets where everybody can see?
You want to go to Greenwood with Melissa? What's up?
No, I don't want to go. What you threatening me like you a third grade teacher or something, Vince?
No, I thought maybe
you bring me on the air. Oh, we have a very special guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And then you're going to threaten to put me in a green room? Nigga, I'll hang up on you.
No, I was offering to put you in a green room so you could work. What is it? I want to hear some random music. I'll just do this. Spico, do you Spico on the
one? Green Day. Green Day.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey.
Spico.
That wasn't Green Day.
No.
That's
not Green Day?
No.
It's got to be Green
Day. I bet Tyrone would know what this song was, though.
He's gone.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Fuck Tyrone.
Too, right. Yeah, I know.
Think you better call Tyrone.
It sounds like more music for a quickie.
Oh yeah, I always thought this is great. I can just put him on loop and go in the green room, take care of the ladies. You know what I'm saying, Seti J? Like just show within the show that nobody ever really sees.
Seti's a woman's man. He go back in green room with you.
It's been a while. You don't know. Now I have two female co-hosts now.
Oh, Jesus Christ! I can barely get any chicks to call on my show at all. Two female co-hosts. How do you do it?
I had at least like 20 of them like applying to be co-host.
I don't even know, man. I'm still trying to figure out to this day. And actually, I don't know. It's like, actually, man, and a lot of people, there's some nice eye candy, too. So every time people say, oh, my God, they have so many groupies that call in. They call into the show or just tweet this show. It's ridiculous. So.
Hey, Sadie.
Yes.
Yeah, if you got some pics on there, you need to send me pics of them old broads to make sure I can see some titties, all right?
All right, I got you. I can make something happen real quick.
Yeah, I'm 85 years old, and I managed to send you like a big old bottle of booze through the U.S. Postal Service. Shit. They don't like liquids going through the mail after 2000, what's that, 9/11, how they fucking word that shit?
Can you believe it? It's been like 12 years since that happened.
I know. You still can't fucking crack through the fucking mail. That's some bullshit.
Oh, dude, the mail's going away. They blew all their money on sponsorship of a U.S. Postal Service racing team. That turned out to be a complete hoax because everybody was juiced.
Them fuckers.
Hey, Vince.
What?
I really want to know what old Reuters had to drink and what kind of pills his wife has handed him tonight.
Reuter?
What was that?
I want to know what you've had the pleasure of drinking tonight, and also what kind of pills his wife has handed you this fine evening.
Well, I've had like some Goldschlager and buttery nipples, and
nice.
Some Diet Coke, and she had to be some Cialis. I had like 72 of those, and that normally after I've drank this much booze, I'd fuck my head would fall on a table, but my pick are so stiff right now, it's like propped up against my chin, and I can't lean over any farther.
Wow.
Huh? Want some? You want daddy to knock you up? I'm 85 years old. I'll knock some snacks up.
No, I'm good. Thanks, though.
All right.
Why is everybody always trying to hook up with my girlfriend?
Hey, do you guys want to go in the green room and work this out?
Vince, that is my girlfriend. What are you doing, bro?
Hang on, bro. Just keep her on the line. Don't.
Yeah, don't be selfish.
We're not doing anything.
You share.
Sharing is caring.
That's right. Hey.
Yeah. Okay. Put Melissa back on, please.
No, that's all right.
Wait, what you want? Hi. Drake Greg.
Oh, yeah, let me get another shot of Jaeger. You're slick. Here we go.
My girlfriend might think that I might have to send her back.
Your girlfriend said if I'd knocked her up, she'd let me fuck you in the ass.
I don't even know what her name is. What are you talking about, dude?
Bonita? Is that Bonita?
No,
I think
it's Shaniqua. Shaniqua, sorry. It's Shaniqua.
Oh. I don't do Shaniquas.
Oh, you should.
I'm fixing to make like the best drink in the whole wide world. Goldschlager. There it went. I'm putting some
Maitland
in the glass.
Yeah. Great.
But yeah, smooth the gut, a little bit of whiskey.
You should take some pills.
I don't need no pills. I'm fucked up, lady.
I'm
getting stiffy. Oh, well, tell her, Seti, I'm an old 85-year-old boots-knocking son bitch. Here we go.
Hey, I've heard you on this radio show before. You're one of my favorite people to call in.
I'm sorry. I used to be a blog talk radio legend, and then I drank myself into oblivion.
You still are. If you ask me, I think you still are.
You still are a legend. People see the name, and they see your name in chat, they're like, oh, my God, look who it is.
You have our gratitude.
Sadie, you know me when you knew me when I was like a straight up fucking P funk god. Now I'm just a caricature of my old self. I mean, I called into Vincent to pay one time. He had like three bitches berating me so hard, I couldn't even get a chubby while they were hollering at me.
All right, let's see if we can get some more. I think we might have some more lady callers on the line. Hang on, let's try this call. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
They bitched and screamed at me, called me dirty names, and normal.
I'm welcome to call her to the show. Hang on.
Shut up. Shut that motherfucker up.
Well, caller, you just
You're not him. Funny. Rape jokes are not funny. Shut the fuck up, unless you're a schmoop. But I think Schmoop knows better than to sound like a fucking idiot like you. Hey, Vince, guess where I am?
Stafford. You're where?
Oh, it's Becker. Hi, Becker. Hey. Hey, girl. Hey. I'm in the bathtub listening to this weird asshole on your show that I don't want to listen to.
Which one?
Ask me where the soap is.
Well, how big titties first?
Shut up.
Steamy.
I guess I'm the asshole.
Shut up.
Am I the asshole?
Shut up. Yeah, you are. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Ask me where the soap is. The soap is in the left hand, Patriot Greg.
What?
All right. So what about Capricorn, yo? You haven't said Capricorn yet, have you?
Patriot Greg.
I have been listening to the whole show. Where's Capricorn at? Where's my horoscope?
All right. Hang on a second. Let me generate it. Hold on.
All right.
I closed out those. Meanwhile, what's been up with you? You haven't called in my show in a really long time. I'm disappointed about that.
I'm calling in right. I'm a law student. I've got shit to do. I have got shit to do. Right now, I am taking a bath, and I'm calling your show. Right, I'm pulling a bathtub girl right now.
Oh, that's hot.
Where's bathtub girl at?
Yeah, good.
She and I are gonna throw up in the toilet seat together.
We're gonna self-abuse ourselves
together.
You're the new bathtub. Woman, as far as I'm concerned, and you are what was your cancer? Scorpio?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. So, of course, Capricorn. Oh,
Capricorn.
Oh, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. All right. Never mind. I'm just kidding. All right. Capricorn for Wednesday, February 6, 2013. Okay. The stress at work could be temporarily released because your bosses and associates suddenly see you as more graceful and charming than before. You're eager to encourage others today, and your current optimism is reflected back at you. Don't dilly-dally. You could make money or increase your status by thinking big and taking decisive action now, while your ambitions are supported by auspicious cosmic timing. Capricorn, Wednesday, February 6th, 2013. Are you satisfied with that?
Keep serenading me, and I'm going to put myself on mute, okay?
Absolutely, ma'am.
All right, muting.
You're self-muting. Wow, that was kind of hot. What?
Apparently, Danny would like to tell you, and then everybody else is saying the same thing, that Tony Macaroni is on the line. I would like to...
Tony Macaroni, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, fine. Tony Macaroni, is this you, Tony Macaroni?
Yo, what's up, Vince? It's Tony Macaroni. What's going on, man?
This is terrible. Well, okay, where are you from, Tony Macaroni?
I'm from the Bronx, Vince.
The Bronx? South Bronx?
Yeah, Red Hook. Red Hook, Bronx.
Red Hook's in Brooklyn, dude.
No, Vince, it's in Bronx.
No, it's in Brooklyn, dude.
No, it's in the Bronx.
What's up, dude?
Not much, Vince. What's going on? Listen, Vince, I wanted to tell you.
It's South Brooklyn.
You know, you come on your radio show, you talk a lot of smack, but listen, Vince, Tony Macaroni's coming for you. When you awaken, your manhood will be taken.
Wow. Okay.
What if I go to sleep?
What if I don't go to sleep?
Listen, Vince, when you awaken, your manhood will be taken. You talk a lot of smack, Vince. You talk a lot of this and that. But listen, Tony Macaroni, he's seen a lot of this and that. You might talk a lot of this and that, but I've seen a lot of this and that.
Disgusting. Oh, Wrestle League now is trying to agitate in the chat room. That'll be 2 minutes for Wrestle League.
Vince, have you ever danced with a man naked in the pale moonlight?
Oh, my God.
347-826-7667. It's not too late to jump in on the madness.
Patriot Craig.
Dude, it's a conspiracy.
Vince, you sound like you got a little something in your throat. You're choking up there.
It's a conspiracy. My audio is fucked. Audio across Blog Talk Radio from a set of an ass. Oh, great. Now,
Zango, Mango, Muck, Muck, Dooey, Dooey.
No. You can't take credit for this. You're not anonymous.
Django, Mango, Muck, Muck, Dooey, Dooey.
Spico, 2 minutes for scrolling. All right, we got 8 minutes left. We're trying to serenade young, impressionable Ms. Becker, Lauren Becker, who is bathing herself.
Hey, Miss Beck, I heard you was a lawyer bitch. I like lawyer bitches. You're fine. You want to send me some tit pics?
She's not only sexy and voluptuous.
Thank you, guys. I can still hear you. I just wanted to dry my hands and say thank you. Thank you, Tony Macaroni.
Oh.
Miss Beck, you send them to macaroni@yahoo.com.
I'll try. Just tweet at me. Vince will hook you up with my Twitter.
Totally.
All right, back to muting.
Did you know that I was the New Bronx Pro Wrestling Champion 1998 on cable access TV?
When is this WrestleMania happening? When are you going to get? What's that all about?
What?
I don't know. Spyco.
This is my favorite song, Vince. Have you ever heard this song before?
Until tonight, I love it.
I love this song every time it comes on. I can't believe you're playing it on your show, Vince. This is my favorite song of all time.
Hey.
Oh, shit. I hung up on him. Whoops. My bad. Call back in. Call back in, Spyco. My bad. I meant to put you on.
It was a really great song.
It was a great song. And
Vince, do you remember, you know what my favorite toy was when I was a little boy?
You know what I should do? I should just put Spyco in the green room playing that song on loop. And that's
Vince,
like,
I asked you a question. You know what my favorite toy was when I was a little boy?
What about when you were a little boy?
You know what my favorite toy was when I was a little boy?
I don't know what.
The ball sack. You remember the ball sack toy?
Balls to you!
No, it was a toy. It was called the ball sack. And you could take your ball sack to school, and you could put your ball sack in your pocket, and you could take it out and play with it during class if you wanted to. But sometimes the teacher would take the ball sack away from you.
Not familiar.
You've never heard of the book? Go Google ball sack toy. B-A-L-L-Z-A-C-K. Ball sack.
Just link that in the chat. Can we get an intern on that, please?
It's a real toy, Vince. I mean, I don't know where your perverted mind is going with this, but it was really good. I'd like to take my ball sack to school and play with it.
Right. You know what? You need to calm down. We're getting dangerously close to being done with the program. Thank God. I want to thank Anastasio, Seti J, Melissa 13, Old Reuter. Lauren Becker, excuse me, and geez, who do we have on now? Dude that says, I think he's from the Bronx, but he's really from Brooklyn.
Tony Macaroni from Red Hook, Bronx.
Tony Macaroni, and of course, Spyco. All right. Okay, let's go around the horn here. First off, ladies first. Melissa 13, do you have any final thoughts before we sign off here?
Could you come back to me, please? I'm not ready to make my order.
Okay, give us time to hand it over to Non-Sicko then. Let's hear his final thoughts.
Support Valentine and quit bitching so much about what everybody else is doing and just do your own shit.
Okay, fair enough. Seti J, final thoughts.
Final thoughts, Vince of the Bay is a legend. Oliver is a legend. Everyone is a legend. There, I said it.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate you coming out tonight. Let's go to Old Rooter. Final thoughts.
My bag's flaking.
Shut up.
Appreciate that. Shit, I don't even know who this is. Caller from the 626. Who's this?
This is Anana Bear.
Oh, Anana Bear. Anana Bear. That's right. Anana Bear.
Yay!
That's Anana Bear.
Sticker just got out of the shower. The bath.
She can you get video footage of her naked and send
don't
it to me?
Don't get the bathrobe on. Don't be perverted.
You just have her do a video. Like, just grab her phone and do video.
No, she has a bathrobe on. Don't be perverted.
You know, I'm great. It's great to have you here, Naughty Bear. Well, you came here at the last minute. What? Do you have any final thoughts that you want to leave with the listeners before we finish the show?
I just think everybody needs to be snuggly and huggly to each other and to expect hugs and expect ass motherfuckers. And yay!
Sweet, Anani Bear. I love you.
Yeah. I know. I love you back. No problem.
But Vince, what? Seriously, though.
What, dude?
Thanks for serenading me in the bathtub. Anana Bear was just watching the fort, and we're back.
Sweet. I appreciate
it. Yeah. I need a Subway sandwich, by the way. Do you know my Subway sandwich order? I know it. All right. Hit me up with a Subway sandwich when you guys see me next time, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That's my final spot.
I love the meatball sandwich.
Yay!
Yes, it is February.
All right, I'm going to go. Bye.
Bye, dude. All right. What else do we have left? Danny, are you still there? Or who's that? That dude from Brooklyn. What's his name?
Tony Macaroni.
Yeah, final thoughts, Tony McRae.
I just wanted to say, rest in peace, Adrian Schwartz. You were the greatest mind of 9 Gag for all time, you know, and you're going to be remembered forever and lots of dick jokes.
Wrestle League Radio, 2 minutes for scrolling Wrestle League Radio.
There's a surprise.
Yeah, okay, and finally, last but not least, final thoughts, Spyko.
I'm gonna make you mine. The ITV for life, bitches.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.